He walked past the captain, closer to the men who did not move, who did not seem to notice him. One of the guards stiffened as Chamberlain approached, looked past him to his captain. Chamberlain said, "You men can leave now. We don't need any guards." He stood in front of the men, ignoring the guards. They began to move off. Chamberlain stood for a moment, looking down. Some of the faces turned up. There was hunger and exhaustion and occasional hatred. Chamberlain said, "My name is Chamberlain. I'm Colonel, 20th Maine." Some of them did not even raise their heads. He waited another moment. Then he said, "When did you eat last?" More heads came up. There was no answer. Then a man in the front row said huskily in a whiskey voice, "We're hungry, Colonel." Another man said, "They've been trying to break us by not feeding us." Chamberlain looked, a scarred man, hatless, hair plastered thinly on the scalp like strands of black seaweed. The man said, "We ain't broke yet." Chamberlain nodded. A hard case. "But we'll begin with food." He said, "They just told us you were coming a little while ago. I've told the cook to butcher a steer. Hope you like it near raw, not much time to cook." Eyes opened wide. He could begin to see the hunger on the faces, like the yellow shine of sickness. He said, "We've got a ways to go today, and you'll be coming with us, so you better eat hearty. We're all set up for you back in the trees." He saw Glazier Estabrook standing huge-armed and peaceful in the shade of a nearby tree. "Glazier," Chamberlain said, "you show these men where to go. You fellas eat up, and then I'll come over and hear what you have to say." No man moved. Chamberlain turned away. He did not know what he would do if they did not choose to move. He heard a voice. "Colonel?" He turned. The scarred man was standing. "Colonel, we got grievances. The men elected me to talk for him." "Right," Chamberlain nodded. "You come on with me and talk. The rest of you fellas go eat." He beckoned to the scarred man and waved to Glazier Estabrook. He turned again, not waiting for the men to move off, not sure they would go, began to walk purposefully toward the blessed dark, wondering again how big a guard detail it would take, thinking he might wind up with more men out of action than in. And also, what are you going to say? Good big boys they are. Seen their share of action.